Shaloi, Viloko. If you realize that the property wasn't his until you bought it off him, so then the halacha is, and now you work on it. So sheet to the shrach, you don't get back, like you have no right to put shrach into it. Rakopon of the money you get back. Like at least according to Rav, because as far as the money he gave him was only with the rest of the Kodin, he's like holding on to the money for you. So therefore that money you get back. Now the Gemara says, Boy minei Shmuel Merav. Shmuel asked the shalot from Rav. Chaza velokcho mi bailam harishayne mahu. Has been in the case where Reuven first stole the field. Gazlin. And now Reuven sold the field to Shimon. So Shimon's the lokeach. So now the way it stands now, when we find out it was stolen, so the nigzar comes and takes the field away from the lokeach. But what about before they took the field away from the lokeach? The gazlan himself goes now and buys the field off the owner. True, so first, I mean the meicher, first Reuven stole the field. He stole it from Yehuda. Now later, Reuven goes and buys the field off the nigzar, off Yehuda. What's the locker? Now before Reuven already sold this property to Shimon. Does Shimon have a right to stay in the property or not? That's the Shiloh. So Rashi says, Chosa Gazlin, the Gazlin himself, this Reuven went, Velocha Mibalam Orishainim. He went and bought the field and walked the person that he first sold it from. After Liyacha Shemach Lelekeach, after the Gazlin already sold it to another person, sold it to Shimon, now the Gazlin goes and buys it back from the original owner. So now Rashi says, Liyas Bemokim Bailam Kilu Lokcha Achar, Viyotziyo Miyad Lekeach. Do we consider the fact that Gazlin now bought it off Yehuda, the original owner? So therefore the Gazlan now has a right to take it away from the Lekeach, because Lekeach has no right to stay there. And who sold this to him? A Gazlan. The sale never took place. But now the Gazlan really booted off the owner, so the Gazlan has a right to keep it. Or else do we say no, that now that the Gazlan bought it, and the Gazlan sold it like before, so we leave it by the Lekeach, that's the Shalemahu. Omla, he said back to Mishno, my mocha larishan l'sheni kol sechus shetab liyodai. So Rashi says that now the Gazlan cannot take it away from the Lekeach. Because I said the Svara, when the Gazlan sold it to the Lekeach, he sold all the Chusin that he would ever get in it. So Rashi says, Le'motzla le'afukei kishemochar mochla kos chushatav liyadai. Because when the Gazlan first sold it to this Shimon, to Lekeach, he sold him all the rights that he'll ever have in this field. U'gishalokha, and when he took it, therefore, he says, "Fair." When he bought it, now he also bought it. Don't have us that he should be able to stay by him.
So what we're saying now, when this Gazlin bought the field back from the original owner, he only bought it really on manas that the lokeach should be able to keep it. Now, my time. What's the reason? The reason why the Gazlin did this is because he doesn't want to be called a Gazlin. So therefore, he went and bought the field off the original owner in order that Lekeach should be able to keep it. Rashi says, that the one that bought it off the Gazlan should not go and curse him. That when the Nigzar is going to take it away from him, he's going to say, listen, this person that sold it to me is a Gazlan. So the Gazlan doesn't want to have such a name. That's the reason why the Gazlan bought it off the owner in order that it should stay by the Lekeach. Rashi Yoma Nichale Deleke Behemanusei. Another Svara. He just wants to go around with a clean name. He wants people to trust him. He wants to be called a trusted person. So that's why now, since he sold his property to somebody, he wants to make sure the field will stay by him. So therefore he went now and bought it off the real owner in order that the field should stay by the person that he sold it to. So Mar says, my benai, what's the difference between these two reasons? So Mar says, benai, there's a difference. The mis lakech, if lakech himself dies. So man, and the question only his yorshim will take over. The person that says that the reason why the Gazlan bought it off the owner, in order that this Lekeach should not call him a Gazlan, Lekeach died, so Lekeach is not going to call him a Gazlan anymore. So in such a case we say the Yorshim of Lekeach does not keep it, but rather it goes back to the Gazlan. According to the one that says no, the Gazlan himself now wants to be called the trustworthy person, he wants to stick to his words. If so, Bahadi Bini Nami Nichle Belekim Bamnusei. Now even in front of his children, even in front of the children of Lekeach, he also wants to have a clean name. So therefore he also would let the children keep the field and not take it for himself.
The Gemara says, so what? So what? Even for the first reason, Mishum Gazanusa. Also, it's a swear the children of Lakesh should keep it. Because if not, the children of Lakesh will call him also a Gazlin. But they say, listen, you stole, you caused our father to lose the karka. So if so, he was afraid not to be called a Gazlin, even with Lakesh by death, he would want his children to stay in the field. Elirad, the Gemara says, Ikebana, the difference is like this. Ikebanayu demiz Gazlin, where the Gazlin himself died. So man, the inish. So one that says, what did it bother him? He should not have the name of the Gazlin. Homisle, he died already, so he doesn't care what they call him anymore. But leman diyom anichle belekem behemuse. If the first time he wants to go away with a trustworthy name, hochinam liyaf agav demis, nichle belekem behemuse. Like it's his own prestige, he wants to go away from this world like with a nice name. Not stam the pshat, he can't take it the way people call him names. If it's just he can't take it the way people call him names, so once he's dead, it doesn't bother him. But that's the Havamina. But if it's a Sarara, that he wants to have a good name upon himself, so even if he dies, still he wants to have a good name. The Rav says no, but safe, Korah Lepenei B'nei Gazlena. If the Stamma Sarara doesn't want to be cursed, so true, he's not here anymore. But his children are around. He won't want that either. He won't want that his children should be called B'nei Gazlena. So still it's fair to say that the person, this Gazlin that brought the field back from the original owner, really meant to leave it by the Lakeich, even if he died. So now it says, the difference is, the Yoivim b'matona. Let's say he received the Bater as a present. In other words, in the case where the Gazlin first gave it away for a present, not that the Gazlin sold it to somebody, but the Gazlin, when he stole the field, he gave it away for a present. And now later the Gazlin buys the field off the original owner. So here's the difference. That man, the manichale the lekem bem musay. If it's as for the Gazlin wants to go with a good name, he wants people to trust him. So matona na manichale the lekem bem musay. Even though the Gazlin only gave it for a present, he didn't take any money for the field, but still the Gazlin gave it away for a present. He wants people to trust him, so he wants to keep his name in a good name. Therefore, he'll buy the field from the original owner in order that this makabel matona should be able to keep the field. But man, the one that says, no, this much he doesn't care. He's only bothered by that people should not call him a bad name. They should not call him a Gazlin. Omalei over here, my Gazlin aminoch. That he's like, what did I steal from him? In other words, he didn't pay me for the field. I gave it to him for a present. So even though it's taken away from him later, he won't come back and call me a Gazlin. I didn't steal anything from him. So this is nafkamina. Do we say that when the Gazlin brought the field back from the original owner, he did it for the purpose to keep a good name with people, to be trustworthy? So if even though we already gave it for a present, he would also want the person to remain with the present. And the other story is no. The reason why he did it was only he doesn't want to be called a bad name. So that's only he was doing something bad by taking money for it, for selling it. And then we say he doesn't want to be called a Gazlin. But if he only gave it away for somebody for a present, and then I take it away from him, that wouldn't bother him so much. So that's enough community between the two reasons. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, well, that's 10-9 on an hour. Let's do that. Chita, the Gemara says. Chita, Toshid, Zavna, Urta. Let's send a case where the Gazlin bought it at night time, the Yodiv of Matana, and he gave it to somebody else for a present. The Gemara says, if so, Chita, lovely ukme kaimi lakeh kaboyi. He did not buy it now to give it back to the first lakeach. This really is the hemshech of the Gemara before. The Gemara before, again, what happened where a person, Ruvain, stole some karka. He was a Gazlin, he stole away somebody's karka from Yehuda. And then Ruvain went and he sold the karka to Shimon. So Ruvain sold it to Shimon, she liked it in. Now later said before, what's going to be if Ruvain now after it went and bought the field off Yehuda? Like he felt bad to Gazlin and he bought the field off the first owner. The Gemara before said, we hold halacha that now the lakeach, the one that the Gazlin sold it to, he has the right really to keep the field. Following, Reuven the Gazlin stole Yehuda's field. And then Reuven right away sold the field to Shimon, Shalikadin. Now Reuven wakes up tomorrow and really goes to buy the field back from the original owner, from Yehuda. Before we said a svara, Mishum Gazlinusa, Mishum Hemnusa, he's buying the field back in order to let the Shimon keep the field. In order to let the lakeach keep it. Because since he sold it to him, he feels bad what he did. So if he goes and buys it back from the original owner, for sure he meant to give it to the lakeach. That's what we had before. But now the Gemara says, what's going to be a zavna urta? So Rashi says, zavna urta means
Im koidim shelokach min habaylim chozru mochul ishachar. Let's say this Gazan here went wild, this Reuven, and first Reuven sold the field to Shimon. Now, before Reuven the Gazan went and bought the field back from the original owner, he went and sold it to a second party. He went and sold it now to Levi. That's called Zav Nurta. At night time, the Gazan went and sold it to somebody else. Or else, v'yoyvi b'matono. Or else, the Gazan gave away this field to somebody else for matono. If so, then for sure the story is lavli ukme kaim lekeh kavoi. That the Gazan now goes back to the original owner, to Yehuda, and buys it off him, he does not mean to buy it for the first lekeh, because in the meantime he went and gave it away to somebody else. So pshita, the Gazan does not mean to give it back to the lekeh. What's going to be noftalei b'Yerusha? What's going to be? Let's say this Gazan Reuven stole from his father, and then the Gazan sold it to somebody else. And now the Gazlan's father dies, and he yashent it. So I said, now the field comes beyond of the Gazlan. So do we say now that this field still stays by the Lekeach, or not? Samara says, no, it doesn't stay by him. So I tell you, Yerusha Memelehi, Falav Iyu Kotorach HaBasrei. Because Yerusha happens by itself. Like, we don't see anywhere the Gazlan feels bad what he did. Only the Gemara before, where the Gazan himself went and took the Tircha to really buy the field off the original owner, then we say what it means to do is to give it to the Lekeach. But here that the Gazan got it by Yerusha, he didn't work for it, therefore the Gazan has the right to keep the field. Just the Lekeach tells the Gazan, listen, you're taking away the field from me, but I gave you the money. So true, the money he gets back. But the field, the Gazan has the right to keep now that he really yashens the field. Yeah. Right, so what's going to be Govi Iba B'chayva? What's going to be if the person, this Gazan Reuven, stole the field of Yehuda? Yehuda really owed a lot of money to Reuven. And now after the Gzela, now Reuven decides to collect the field, the Taras Techayv. You, Yehuda, you owe me money. You owe me $1,000. You don't have what to pay me, so I have a right to take this field. So now I want to take this field and keep the field. So the Mara says, what's going to be now? Do we say the Gazan wants to take the field on Manas to let the Lekeach keep it? Or do we say, no, maybe no, the Gazan wants to keep it himself? Gemara says, Chazina, let's see. If this Yehuda, the Baal Chayv, has other fields also, that if the Gazan wanted to collect money or collect the fields, he could have taken a different field. And the Gazan says, no, I Badafka want to take this field that I sold for the payment. If so, if so, like if we see the Gazan wants the Badafka collect this field for his Chayiv, not other fields, why? So we say because the Gazan wants it, that the Lekeach should be able to keep it. Senechnami, that would be called the Gazan was Torah HaBasrei, that the Gazan would have to let Lekeach stay in the field. But the Loi, let's say this Baal Chayiv, this Yehuda has no other property. This is the only property anyway that the Gazan would be able to collect his Chayiv. Says so, the Loi, Zuzi Hevei Boi, Afruya, Yoivin Alei. If so, that's just the pshat of the Gazan, that the Gazan has the right to collect his money. Says so, the Gazan has the right to take this field and keep it. So when he goes to Lekeach, he has the right to take the field back because he's collecting from the Baal Chayiv, and he just has to pay back the money to the Lekeach. Now, Yoivin Alei B'Maton, what's going to be if, let's say, the Gazlin gave it to a present to this, the Nigzal gave it to a present to this person, what's going to be? Rashi says, Nigzal Gazlin. If the Nigzal gave us a present, again, the same story. Reuven stole the field off Yehuda, and Reuven went and sold the field to Shimon. And now Yehuda, the original owner, the Nigzal, gives it to present to Reuven, to the Gazlin. So do we say that the Gazlin has the right to keep it, or do we say that the Lekeach keeps it? So Yom Maton, the Mar says, Pligi bo Ravach Rabbi Nesamach Lekis. Chadam 1 says, Matoni Kirusha. The Memela. No, the Gazlin has the right to keep it. We don't see the Gazan went to do anything special in order to keep it for the Lekeach. Just the Nigzal gave it to a present. Gave it to him for a present. So the present is the Gazan has the right to keep it, and the Lekeach just gets his money back. But the Chadam one says no. I'll tell you a svara, matona kemecher. A present is also considered like a mecher. Like a sale. As if to say the Gazan worked for it. And therefore we say a svara, why did he work to get it? In order to let Lekeach keep it. Because the lav de torach v'yatzi kamei, if it wouldn't be for the svara that the Gazan himself worked and did nice things in front of the Nigzal, lehevi yoyel le matana, he wouldn't have given it to him for a present. Tata Yisvara, that Lohochi Torah Fiyatzi Kamei, you know why this Goslin was so nice to the Nigzel? You know why he worked and was very nice to him the last few days? He worked for it. He worked to get a matana. In other words, if somebody gives you a present, it doesn't come for nothing. He gives you a present because you act nice to him. So therefore, why did the Goslin act nice to the Nigzel? We say the Svara is, Ki Hechi Delekim Bem Nusei, that you wanted that the field should be able to stay by his Lakeach. Because you know, otherwise they're going to call you, they're not going to trust you anymore. Like here you went ahead and sold this field to a Lakeach, you had no right to sell it to him. So you want to keep your name into a good name, therefore we say you bother to make sure you get it from Matana, therefore, for sure, he goes and gets it. Therefore the Lakeach has the right to keep it. Now the Gemara says, V'yad Amos Nichle D'Lekim Bem Nusei. But the story we just said yesterday, the last Gemara was again, when this Goslin himself goes and works to buy the field back from the Nigzal, we say a Svari is buying it back in order to let the Lakeach, this Shimon, keep it. Now how much after the sale do we say that the Gazdan, when he buys it back, he's still buying it back for the Lakeach to keep it? Ad kama. Rashi, Ad Eivzor says, Yikhenu mi balam rishayinam bi'arminu demishun denichle delayka b'mnusei lako. How long? Samar rafuna ad shasa mod b'din. Until they go to Bezdin. Rashi says, Ad shi yitorfu min ha-Lakeach bi'amidei b'din. Until they go to Bezdin, and Bezdin takes the field away from Lakeach and says, listen, it's stolen goods, we take it away from you. Abu Mishomar Brishoi, but when he stays in his Brishas, Ad Shasa Madibadin, up until the Madibadin, Goli died to the Lem Hemenhu. Like if the Gazan still remains such a Gazan all this time, even through the Madibadin, then we say for sure he doesn't care what people say about him. Therefore, if he buys it afterwards, he's buying it for himself and not to give it to the Lakeach anymore. So this man is Ad Shasa Madibadin. Even a longer shear. Adrafa is, Rashi says, Achechaivu bezin afraid of Lakeach, Moisov. The Yomid de Mordoi, Achechosvu psak din. The Nostal Lakeach on the Choskov, Shogazan, Shabachomas, Mashim, so Yachsig them. Vainu Tishim Yoim, Liacha Shomabedin. And Adrafa means, if somebody owes you money, and he says, I don't want to pay you up, like here, they went to the Din Torah, so Bezin took away the field from the Lakeach. So now Lakeach goes back to the Goslin and says, I gave you money, you owe me back the money. The Goslin says, I still don't want to pay you up. So like for 90 days we wait to see if he's going to pay you up. If he doesn't pay you up within 90 days, then Bezin gives you a shtar adrachta. A shtar adrachta means now you, Lakeach, you have a right to go down to the Goslin's fields or property and grab back your money. So up until that happens, if the Goslin decides to buy the field back, we say he's buying it back for the Lakeach. But after that, then he doesn't care about Lakeach anymore. That's called these 90 days until the Shtar Drachta comes to its end. We have Papu Rama now a different year. Ad-demas cholon yoymi achrasta. Until only 30 days later, when they start announcing it. Announcing it, Rashi says, Liyacha shemotze zekake mishal gazdin. Obo lebez lebeim achrizin, shekol mi shiroi talikma es kake yoyiv, viyichenu, viyerchin, shumay yisam shleshim yoyim. So the kids, until Bezin announces it, that people know to come and buy the field. Like in a case where you have to pay back and you don't have, so we can sell your fields for the money, so Bezin starts to announce who wants to buy the fields. So until that time, if the Goslin buys it back, he's buying it back for the Lakeach. But after this time, he's only Berisha so much, we say he's only doing it for himself, he's not doing it to give it back. Now the Gemara says, Maske blom Rami Vachoma. Michti, let's see. Hai Lakeach, b'mai koni lahayarya. How was Lakeach really coming to the Shtar? Again, this is going back to the whole original Gemara. That Reuven, the Goslin, stole somebody's field. And the Goslin now went and sold this field to Shimon. Reuven sold the field to Shimon. Now how did he sell it? He wrote him a Shtar. But that Shtar is Chaspa B'Yalma, the Gemara says. That means nothing. How could Reuven, the Goslin, sell the field to Shimon? It's not his field. So if so, why do we say, our whole Gemara says, that when the Goslin Reuven later on bothers to buy the field off the original owner, automatically the Lakeach has the right to keep the field. How could Lakeach keep the field? What kinyan does Lakeach have? Because the Goslin wrote him a shtar. Fred Gemara, Michte, hi Lakeach b'mai koni l'hai arya, b'hai shtar with this shtar that the Goslin wrote you, hai shtar chaspa b'yamhu. This shtar is useless. It's a piece, chaspa always means like a broken pottery. It's not worth anything. So even when the Goslin buys the field back from the original owner, why does Lakeach keep it? Samara says yes. Omale Rabbi said, Tehei b'maminoi. We're talking about now that b'mamino means this Lakeach trusted the Moicha, trusted this Goslin. That the Goslin told him, he didn't know he was a Goslin at the time. But when Lekech, when the Shimon bought the field of Reuven, Reuven told him with his words that, listen, if anything happens to this field, I'll always try my best to keep it by you. That's what he told him, to Hebe Maminoi, that you trust me, that whatever happens to it, I'll let you keep it. Rashi says, Shamaloi, Ani Seimech Olecha Shetetnenu Biyodi. In other words, that's what Lekech said to the Meichel. Lekech told the Meichel, listen, I'm buying this field, I don't know if it's 100% yours or not, but I'll trust you, that whatever happens to it, you'll keep it in my hand. The Gemara says, a story of so, Piyahu Hanor, with this enjoyment, the Lekom Malei Midi, he didn't say anything, because Samach Lei, and he relied upon him, Toruchu Maisi Lei, later on, the Meichel will try his best to get the field back. It's a svara then, Gomru Machni Lei. For sure, this Gazlin really means to be Machni the Karka to this Lekeach. So what happened here, when the Lekeach bought the stolen fields off this Gazlin, he didn't know it was stolen, but he told the Gazlin, listen, I'm buying the field off you, and I have trust in you, that whatever happens to it, I know you're going to try your best and give it back to me. That's why I'm